Nath, I need you to get the round of applause ready for the founder and director of Utiku. It initially started as a space to share inspiring women's journeys and is now officially launching as a purpose-driven marketing and engagement agency. The founder and director joins us now. Also, earlier this year, we chatted her. She was in lockdown at Rest Point.
That's right.
She was a cow. Yeah. She won a pair of Jimmy and A smuglets.
Call of the week.
Call of the week, yeah. Grace, I said right, call of the week, not cow.
Yeah, don't write Steph Earle is a cow.
Yeah, that's you're a nasty
thing.
Please welcome to the show, Steph Earle!
Steph, welcome!
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me.
Steph, we are so sorry that Grace has written she is also a cow on the sheet. I don't know what's happened between you two off air, but yeah.
I guess I should change my name to Moody Coo.
She's good.
Yeah. All right, that's all we've got time for. All right, Steph, thanks for coming in. Yeah.
Well, Steph, very exciting launching tonight, but can, I guess, for people listening to the show, tell us a bit about Utiku, like what you do.
Yeah, Utiku started 2 years ago as a platform to champion women. We want women in the world to take a better shot, share narratives, to challenge status quo, raise awareness on social issues and human rights. So we push the boundaries on topics that people need to talk about through writing, feature stories, interviews. We've got awesome like track record, great response from our community. So we're turning it into an agency now where we work with clients that are purpose-driven to do awesome things here in Hobart.
This is amazing. Did you think that this was going to take off so much and eventually land where you are now?
I've put a lot of hard work into this, so yeah. I think my hard work is paying off.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Steph looks like she hasn't slept in 3 weeks.
She's a cow. She hasn't slept in 3 weeks.
I haven't washed my hair all week.
Yeah. Can I ask you, because I've read some of your interviews and they are phenomenal.
Thank you.
Well done to them. And one of those interviews is of our very own producer, Grace.
Yes, Grace.
Where can people go to read these? Because I think people listening would get something out of these interviews.
They can go to our Instagram. That's where our features are, which is ODYKOO. Mm-hmm. We also have our blog up live on our website now, which is www.ODYKOO.com.
Look, it's an original website.
Yeah, it's very original.
No one's going to forget it. What about, Steph, talking about what it's like to launch a business, especially like mentally and emotionally, especially with this year, it must have been tough.
I think this year has been a year of reflection for many people and a time to take some time out from maybe things that were taking up too much time in your life, to look at what your values are and what you can do in the world to make it a better place. We've come together over a really tough time this year. And so this is how I decided to come back. I was living in Melbourne, so I came down to Hobart in May. Obviously, then I was in quarantine.
With vacuum.
With my vacuum cleaner. And it gave me some time to slow down a bit and realise what's true to me. And that's why I've had the space and energy and mental capacity to be able to launch this business.
It's awesome. I mean, Jimmy, we were just talking briefly about the Utiku Journal as well, of course, connecting and inspiring women's journeys and stuff. When you read about these stories or when you do the interviews and stuff, how does that make you feel hearing the stories of other women?
It makes me feel awesome. I love endorsing people, which is why I started the platform in the first place.
Yeah.
I love writing as well, and I love building a like-minded people, a community. I think that the platform allows other people to have a voice as well.
Yeah.
The amount of comments and great feedback I get from people I've interviewed and our authentic audience that I've built over the past 2 years is a testament to the types of people we interview and the types of things that we talk about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even just empowering people. Like, I don't know what Grace said to you after you interviewed her, but Grace had like a spring and a step afterwards. Like, it was that there was something.
Not just
like
afterwards, for weeks afterwards.
She goes, I had an interview. But it's you are empowering these people with what you do. Do you feel like you're making a big difference? Because I think, Nathan, I think you are.
Look, I do actually. And I think from just getting some feedback from people recently since, you know, going into launching the business, it's been really positive feedback and it really does give me that energy and that courage to continue. We also talk a lot about social issues, human rights, topics of, you know, to challenge the status quo. So, you know, when we're fearless, we're not going to stop on talking about things that, you know, we really need to feel comfortable to raise awareness on things that maybe we don't talk about enough.
We shared it on our story about Human Rights Day today, because I know that's something you wanted to mention as well on the show this morning.
Yeah. So it's been 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, which starts on November 25, and today is December 10, it's on day 16, and it's Human Rights Day. So human rights issues such as freedom of thought, freedom of expression and the right to democracy.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it's human rights. It's everything that we, you know, where we should have a right in this world to be able to have freedom.
Yeah.
So it's really important to raise awareness of that through our platform. We use social media as a very, you know, as a great tool to get people together and to listen and to learn. We're learning as we do this as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, knowledge is power.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, all the stuff you're doing, Steph, is fantastic. We know the launch of the new agency, of course, Utiku, is happening tonight. You've got some pretty special...
It is, and Grace is coming.
Yeah, Grace. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that intro. She might may have lost her invite.
Yeah. Look, Nathan and I unfortunately can't come tonight. We are hosting the Hurricane Sing. We would have loved to share our support. But I guess if there is one thing people can do, you are raising money for the Hobart's Women's Shelter at the event. People listening now, can they... donate? Is that how they can get involved?
Yeah. So throughout the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, we've been raising money for the Hobart Women's Shelter. The Hobart Women's Shelter provides safe emergency accommodation support to women and children who are affected by family violence and those who are homeless. Our fundraiser is up on our website, but you can also, those that are coming to our event, they can donate. We've got donation boxes at our event as well.
Awesome. Steph Earl, founder, of course, of Utiku. Good luck with the launch
guys.
Tonight. Thank you so much for coming in. And we apologise. Grace called you a cow.
It's okay.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.